Throughout the month of June, the National Park Service asks visitors to refrain from climbing Devil's Tower to respect American Indian ceremonies. However, the closure is voluntary, and the number of climbers in June has been steadily rising in recent years. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has more.
Today, at the Belle Fouche River Campground near the base of Devil's Tower, all 50 sites are taken. It's early in the morning, and people are just beginning to crawl out of their tents and a couple of teepees to start a fire and make breakfast. A lot of the campers are Native Americans who are here for their annual visit. One group are Lakota youth who live on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Waylon Black Crow Sr. is among the chaperones to the kids. He says they didn't drive to get here. They ran.
So we start from Bear Butte and we go all around the Black Hills and end at Bear Butte.
The tradition began 35 years ago, and it's called the Sacred Hoop 500-Mile Run. About 50 youth runners make a loop through the Black Hills, and Devil's Tower is their last stop.
It's like a prayer, because during the day, they run all day. They stand on that road, they run, and all they drink is water and fruits. So it's like fasting all day, and they're running, and they're praying. They're giving themselves. And at the end, it brings them up. So every year, they look forward to this.
Black Crow says the runners especially look forward to making it to Bear Lodge, the Lakota name for Devil's Tower. He says it's a sacred site, so it's painful when climbers ignore the closure. But there's not much Black Crow and other Native Americans can do about it since it's voluntary.
That's all we got the power of prayer. It's like here, we see them climbing up there. All we can do is watch.
Tim Reed is the superintendent of Devil's Tower National Monument. He says when the park's climbing management plan was developed in the early 90s, a working group of American Indians and climbing representatives came up with the idea as a kind of compromise. Reed says tribal representatives felt a mandatory closure did not reflect the spirit of intent.
June was a selected month, and they wanted people to want to abstain from climbing out of respect for the sacred site status and the cultural significance of the tower to, 25 plus tribes in the mountain area.
And Reed says the climbers wanted the opportunity to show that their community could self-regulate. So voluntary closure made sense, and it was put into the final draft of the climbing management plan. That first season in 1995, the closure was hugely successful in reducing the numbers. The year before, more than 1,200 people climbed Devil's Tower in June alone. That number went down to 167 the next season.
But what we have ascertained in the last, certainly in the last 5 years, is there's been a steady incremental increase in the number of climbers in June that is not connected to just the steady overall increase in visitation at the monument.
Last year, 373 people climbed the tower in June. That doesn't sound like a lot, but the problem is that it's been slowly trending up. Reed says when it comes to who exactly the June climbers are, the data is imperfect.
But I think that it's safe to say that largely the bulk of the June climbing is done by relatively local or regional climbers who, for whatever reasons, find it personally acceptable to climb in June.
The tower's not for one person or one group of people or one month or one day or one week. It's for all of us.
That's Frank Sanders, a local commercial climbing guide who owns and operates Devil's Tower Lodge. Sanders says 18 years ago, he gave up drinking, and climbing the tower helps him to stay sober.
It is conscious, constant contact with the Creator, or as in AA we say, a higher power. I don't think that the tower is my higher power. No, it's not. But it certainly helps.
Sanders says he knows not everyone agrees with his decision to climb in June, but he doesn't see it as a problem.
I cannot help but reflect that my time on the reservation, and I've had plenty of times on Rosebud and Pine Ridge, a lot of people there are as alcoholic as I am.
Actually, studies show Native Americans abstain from alcohol use more than the general public.
And I wish they would come to the tower. But the truth is, the natives, as far as I can see, that visit our token, they are few.
But just down the road at the campground, there are dozens of multi-generational Native families who would disagree. Along the mile-and-a-half loop trail that circles the tower, prayer flags and offerings are visible, but the ceremonies that incorporate these objects are intentionally less visible. Part of the reason they're held in private may be tied to harassment. Waylon Blackrow Sr. says not very many vehicles that pass by the runners on their journey cheer them on.
Because they go by and they throw trash at them, or they go by and go, wah, 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 or they tell us to go home. Red man go home, or Redskins go home, and those are things that hurt. But the kids come back crying. We tell them, just send it, come in one ear and go out the other. So remember who you are. Remember God made you special. Creator made you special.
As far as updating the climbing management plan, National Park Service would like to see the rising June numbers addressed through education. But if necessary, they might have to move to a mandatory closure. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.